viewing news via remote. U.S. President Donald Trump says the U.S. government should get a substantial portion of the purchase price of TikTok if an American firm buys the app owned by China's ByteDance. Mr. Trump says this was discussed on a phone call with the Microsoft boss over the weekend. Microsoft is looking to buy TikTok. President Trump has also warned he will ban the app on the 15th of September if there is no deal. ByteDance is under pressure to sell its U.S. business after Mr. Trump threatened a crackdown on Chinese tech companies. The Trump administration has accused TikTok and others of providing data to the Chinese government, which Beijing and TikTok deny. The state-run China Daily newspaper said Tuesday that Beijing would not accept the theft of a Chinese technology company and also warned in an editorial that China had, quote, plenty of ways to respond if the administration carries out its planned smash and grab, end quote. Lawmakers in Nevada have agreed to send ballots to all voters in the western U.S. state for November's presidential election, a move that drew an immediate rebuke from President Donald Trump as unfair to Republicans. The legislation, which is expected to be signed by the state's Democratic governor, would make Nevada the eighth state to automatically send mail-in ballots to make it easier to vote and avoid long lines at polling places on November 3rd. In the midst of the continuing surge of the coronavirus pandemic in the United States, Trump has contended that increased mail-in voting in Nevada and elsewhere will lead to widespread election fraud. The president threatened to sue to block the change in the voting regimen in Nevada, where he lost by 27,000 votes to Democrat Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election. Polling shows the state leaning towards the presumptive Democratic candidate, former Vice President Joe Biden, over Trump in the election, which is 3 months from now. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the U.S. military presence in Afghanistan will be reduced to anywhere from 4,000 to 5,000 troops by November of this year. Trump's comments to media outlet Axios came as the Afghan Taliban said its chief peace negotiator discussed the peace process with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Monday. Trump says the troop reduction is already planned and that it would happen very soon. The U.S. military began a gradual drawdown soon after the Trump administration sealed a peace pact with the Taliban insurgency in February to close the 19-year-old Afghan war, which is America's longest. The United States has since reduced the number of its troops to 8,600 from around 13,000 and vacated five Afghan military bases. The deal called for all American and allied troops to leave Afghanistan by July of 2021. In return for assurances that the Islamist insurgency would prevent the country from becoming a safe haven for transnational terrorists. U.S. officials say the agreement also binds the Taliban to negotiate a political settlement with rival Afghan groups to end decades of hostilities in the conflict-torn country. The family of a California-based member of an Iranian militant opposition group in exile says Iran abducted him while he was in Dubai. Family has told media that the man was apparently first smuggled into Oman and was then taken to the Islamic Republic. The suspected cross-border abduction appears to be corroborated by mobile phone location data, which his family shared. The revelation comes against the backdrop of covert actions conducted by Iran amid heightened tensions with the U.S. over Tehran's collapsing nuclear deal with world powers. Iran hasn't responded to requests for comment on the alleged abduction. 17 people, including 8 children, have been killed in flash floods and by lightning in Yemen's northern Marib region, health authorities said Tuesday. The fierce storms have added to the woes of the war-torn country, which the UN has described as the world's worst humanitarian crisis. 5 years of conflict has left large parts of the country in ruins. Recent storms have hit other provinces, including the capital Sana'a. The Arab world's poorest country is also battling the coronavirus pandemic, which its poor health system is ill-equipped to handle. Yemen has officially recorded more than 1,700 cases of the virus, including 499 deaths. However, many feel the real toll could be far higher. An estimated 24 million Yemenis, more than 80% of the population, are dependent on aid for survival, according to the United Nations. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman in Washington. Thank you.